Our story starts with Amy, an American black bear who died not too long ago at the age of 21. Her kidney disease had been manageable for 5 months, but the signs of advancing illness began to pile up.
It had gotten to a point where we felt that she was not thriving and we were worried that she was getting to suffer, so we made the humane decision to euthanize.
Keith Lovett is director of Buttonwood Park Zoo, a small urban zoo in New Bedford where Amy lived with two companions, Toby and Ursula. They had been orphaned in different places and arrived at the zoo in 2000, all yearlings, tall and lanky before the fullness of adulthood.
They can live into their 30s, but typically the lifespan of a bear in the zoo is going to be into their late teens into their mid-20s.
Zoos are careful to communicate typical life expectancy because not every individual can reach a species' maximum lifespan.
We also have 21-year-old bobcat Salsa and Sprite. Our male lynx, Calgary, is recognized as one of the oldest, or it actually is the oldest lynx in the United States in the zoo. We have a bison that's over 20 years of age, Sarah, and probably our most famous older animals at the zoo, of course, are Ruth and Emily. Ruth is the third oldest elephant in the country at 61 years of age, and Emily is a young 55. So we do have a lot of geriatric animals at the zoo.
With zero predation and the advantages of modern medicine, many zoos are flush with elders of the furred, feathered, and finned. And caring for them presents its own set of problems to solve. Even knowing when they're not well can be a challenge.
Wild animals are very good at hiding things.
Shara Crook has worked at the Buttonwood Zoo for 34 years. A former keeper turned assistant director, she says the training of animals to accept diagnostic screenings has come a long way.
When I first started, you know, animals had to really be manually restrained, which isn't ideal, especially for an older animal. It really is a stressful type of situation.
Keepers use operant conditioning, rewarding animals to perform certain behaviors, not for show, but to position themselves for exams or injections. Seals, for example, learn to lie on their backs to receive abdominal ultrasounds. Zoos also modify diets and habitats, as they did for the bear named Ursula, who has spinal degeneration and needed ramps to step up. Ruth, the elder of the two Asian elephants, is dealing with aging teeth.
And she has trouble chopping food down into small bits. So we need to feed her small pieces of food. We need to grind her hay, chop her hay, because if not, she would have trouble digesting these types of food.
Meredith Whitney with the International Fund for Animal Welfare and a former zookeeper herself says one of the ethical issues involved in caring for older wildlife is when to consider euthanasia. Professionals in the field are trying to make end-of-life decisions less subjective. Subjectivity, Whitney says, can lead to a rushed decision.
When you have a facility that is really about public experience, there can be pressure to remove animals from exhibit if they look terrible because they're not able to clean themselves, perhaps. But they might still have a pretty decent quality of life.
The other extreme can happen too, when the emotional attachments of people to animals stop them from making the hard choice when the animal is suffering.
Wild animals belong in the wild. They just do. And so when we take them into captivity for whatever reason, we incur a duty to them to make sure that they have the best quality of life possible in this compromised captive setting, from the moment they come into captivity until the moment they die.
For Shara Crook, the longtime Buttonwood Zoo employee, an emotional goodbye is coming. She has a soft spot for Yellow, a harbor seal she has known since 1986. Yellow is in her 30s, nearing the end of her life.
For me personally, it's going to be a very difficult day when we finally lose Yellow.
Right around the corner, though, new life springs up. In the rainforest exhibit, South American primate species have given birth to several babies in the last few years. The latest, in January, a Bolivian gray TT monkey. For WCAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.